Radio Tonic.
The podcast.
There are some things that make me show my teeth. Noise is one of them. Vehicle exhausts, thudding feet wearing boots or riot gear, batons banging on shields when the helmets are ordered to scare off the people. Sirens also get me hot under the collar. And of course, those firecrackers they call flashbang grenades that the helmets fire against us when the appropriate command is given.
October 2014. My first ever trip to Athens. I go to experience the culture of my ancestors, but I find something else, something quite unexpected and unique. All around Syntagma Square, the city's main square, the hub of social and political life, live the stray dogs of Athens. They're part of the city, they're streetwise, they're mostly mongrels. Immediately, I fall in love with them.
Oh, there are many dogs in Athens, many homeless dogs. Despite the fact that they're homeless, they're well fed and they're well taken care of. They do get hit by cars every so often, which is a downside. But the dogs are cherished, and it's a coexistence of two species, humans and street animals here.
The first dog I meet is sprawled across the marble stairs of Athens' most expensive hotel, the Hotel Britannia. I think the dog is dead because of the heat, but I learn he's one of the many stray dogs of Athens, who are known as citizens of the city. He's very much alive, and his name is Glikas, which means sweetie in Greek. Later that day, I hear about a protest dog who attended the now famous anti-austerity rallies at Syntagma Square. For the crowd, his name is Lukanikos. To those close to him, he's known as Theodore.
I'm in Athens, where the world-famous riot dog is the only one who's staying cool.
Herein lies my search for Lukanikos and his story. A citizen of Athens, a dog with commitment, a symbol of the anti-austerity movement.
The world-famous riot dog may be resting now, but he and the protesters are prepared for more.
Before the doctor said to me, Mrs. Politi, you have to abandon this sport, going to demonstrations at your age, I was always, you know, in the streets. And when we decided to have regular demonstrations while these discussions were going on in Parliament, I was there dutifully. Every Thursday morning at the time at which we should begin to assemble. And every time I was there in time, Lukanikos was already there, lying on the street, waiting peacefully. And then when the sign was given, march, Lukanikos would immediately get up, very vigorous and decided. He would start running amongst us and walk on our side all the way down Panepistimiou Street, up Stadiou Street, Syntagma Square, where usually the police was waiting with the gas. So I began to love this dog. We all did. We all were very much attached to him. He was one of us.
Lukanikos is tall and sleek and handsome. During my time in Athens, I learned more about him from a short story by Alexis Panasilinos. Indignant Yellow Citizen, named after his sandy colour, is actually written from Lukanikos' point of view.
Those days in spring, they decided to shout and swear and protest and demand. The old stages were telling me that once, demonstrations were much more common. People would take to the streets in no time. No single event would go unnoticed, and there'd be protest marches, even against wars of other people, in faraway places that had nothing to do with this place here or with their lives. Then, as if they'd grown out of all that, as if they'd gotten used to it or believed that nothing concerned them, they stopped getting angry and taking to the streets. For many years, it became quite quiet. This year, however, things had changed. From one day to the other, rage and fear for the lies and corruption they said at the coffee shops around the square, for the scandals and political hanky-panky, for the stolen money and the promises that were never kept, and even worse, for the damage that the poorest of all were called upon to pay for, because, as they said, the matter was urgent and left no room for procrastination. Rage and fear brought the people out into the streets, with the masses of locals and foreigners who wanted to show solidarity gathering in front of that yellow building which looks like old barracks, the one they call Parliament. Details on who's to blame and to what extent, I cannot tell. Neither does anyone else seem to know. And those who know won't tell. And those who say something say only what's convenient to them. One thing is for sure, though. Tonight, the fists are out.
I was asked to participate to a project with seven other European writers. Now, each writer would write in his own language, of course, a chapter bringing his heroes in Athens back in 2011, at the time where the uprising and the riots of the indignated, they were called Aganaktismeni in Greek, were clashing with the police out of the building of the Parliament and demonstrating and shouting.
It's important to remember that large numbers of Greek people have come out today and demonstrated peacefully about their economic concerns.
Loukanikos was not a man, not a woman, was not someone who really knew what the demonstrations were about, but he took part seemingly from his allegiance to the crowd and seemingly also for his enmity of the police who were hitting people and shooting tear gas and things like that and chemicals. And there is some kind of philosophical looking on the 11 uprisings from the part of Loukanikos.
Το σίγουρο είναι πως απόψε πέφτει πολύ ξύλο. Οι κάσκες είχαν και αυτές τους τραυματίες τους, που βιαστικά τους απομάκρυναν οι συναδελφοί τους.
The helmets also had their share of casualties, who were quickly being carried away by their colleagues and loaded to be transported to the hospital. The injured among the indignant citizens were taking care of their wounds themselves, with those in better shape giving others a hand. The pensioner appeared for an instant and then vanished for good. The girls had scooted off to the more peaceful side streets of Plaka. My bunch had scattered among the feet which were running around and trampling on anything that had fallen to the ground. Mimikos and I had stuck together for safety and we were running here and there, side by side. I don't know, I don't remember how long it lasted. There were other such evenings as well which began peacefully, with giggles and jokes and mockeries, with spontaneous stand-ups and serenades, with Spaniards, Italians and French who'd come to town especially for the occasion or had been around with placards and slogans of indignation, mockeries and railing against the besieged members of Parliament and with threats.
Και έπειτα ένα βράδυ, το τελευταίο νομίζω, γιατί ο κόσμος κουράστηκε και όσοι χώθηκαν μέσα στο πλήθος για να προκαλέσουν τις
And then one evening, it was the last one I think, because people had gotten tired and those who'd sneaked into the crowd to provoke the helmets made the others, who'd come to shout their heart out, go away. So one evening, before the helmets were definitively withdrawn from the Parliament courtyard, Mimikos and I were taking a stroll in front of the coppers' lines who'd left their shields leaning against the walls and their helmets on the steps around the monument with that naked man sprawled on a pedestal and the guys in tutu skirts who'd taken up their awkward frolicking again in front of the guard shacks. Absent-mindedly for a moment, I turned around from up there and looked at my square, empty and shining from the water the municipality had washed the place with. It was beautiful and serene and made you wonder how it could have seen such savageness and rage.
Ήταν όμορφη και ήσυχη και απορούσες πώς είναι δυνατό να είχε δει τέτοια αγριότητα και τόση οργή.
On the streets, Loukanikos and his companions are tagged and vaccinated by the municipality, but they're looked after and fed by the people. On his collar, his name is Theodore. So how did he get the name Loukanikos? Well, it means sausage, and like most dogs, he likes sausages. The crowd call him Loukanikos, and he learns this name. The protests begin peacefully and spontaneously, but turn violent. Like his companions, he experiences the brutality and violence on the streets. From time to time, he wears different slogans on his collar, given to him by protesters, and is hailed as a hero, a dog that barks against injustice.
He was an equal, if not above us. And his commitment, the first and the last moment, he was there.
Loukanikos became a symbol, being a stray dog and siding with the people. Somehow it symbolized the crowd, which is poor, helpless, homeless, impoverished, and wants to shout to defend its rights.
They chanted, "Thieves," which is how many Greeks feel about their politicians. But as the crowd pushed their way up the steps of Parliament, the police fought back with tear gas. All the time, a large, orderly crowd was still filing into the square.
And so the spontaneity of the uprising of 2011 is perfectly symbolized in Loukanikos' being, doggishness. He is unarmed, he will get kicked, he will get brutalized. Being a dog, that is also part of the symbol Loukanikos became. There
we
you have
the
that. That's,
of
that's a perfect, a perfect soundtrack. Ύστερα μύρισα τον καπνό κάποιου τσιγάρου που άναψε πίσω μου και έστρεψα να δω. Ήταν μια από τις κάσκες που ακουμπούσε την πλάτη σε ένα...
Then I smelled the smoke of a cigarette being lit behind me and turned around to look. It was one of the helmets, leaning against the trunk of a tree to rest. He was a young kid. His eyes were kind, round-shaped, filled with fear. Along with the smoke, something like a sigh left his lips. That very moment, He must have wanted more than anything else to be in the arms of his girlfriend again. In the small ground floor flat in Pankrati, with its small narrow balcony overshadowed by a sour orange tree from the sidewalk. I went closer, very cautiously, and sniffed at his boots. They didn't have our smell on them, a sign that he hadn't been kicking any of us, not recently at least. He turned his eyes towards me and seemed to expect me to bark or show him my little teeth. When he saw that I was giving him the doggy look, we now know which look people call that way, and we're always willing to use it whenever necessary. What can you say? This is part of our continuous dealings with them people. A half smile tugged at the corner of his mouth, and he swiftly turned to see if the others were looking. "Lukanikos," he said in a soft voice. "Hey, you mongrel." A few steps further back, Mimikos had lifted one leg and was peeing on the leaning shield right where it bore the inscription, "Police."
It was one of the days when really the police was vicious. Vicious altogether. And I was marching with some younger colleagues, women. So when the atmosphere there, when it became really impossible and we started trying to run away, get out of this suffocating atmosphere, my younger friends, of course, could run. I could not follow their pace. So as much as I could, I started sort of walking very fast, trying to run. I was left all by myself, and of course I felt insecure, thinking, well, if something happens, if I collapse, if I have a dizzy spell or something, I was anxious, really. And suddenly I see on my right Lukanikos. And Lukanikos, who could have disappeared, you know, at a split moment, was just going at my pace, as though he was telling me, "Don't worry, I'm here to protect you. You're not alone." I felt as though I had Lancelot, a knight, next to me, protecting the old woman. I can't say the damsel.
Ήταν φιλικός ο νεαρός στη φύλακα. Σαν ησυχασμένος.
He was friendly, this young officer, as if reassured that I wouldn't attack him. And who would dare do such a thing among 20 of them officers? And why do it? After all, he was just a scared kid. The square was deserted. Radio transmissions reported that the city was calm, no movement observed on either side. As it seemed, any time now, sooner or later, they would get on their vehicles and leave. And I wanted to lie down and sleep. Mimis too. The city too. And the square.
Και ο Μίμης το ίδιο. Και η πόλη. Και η πλατεία.
For the last 2 years of his life, Lukanikos lived with one of the volunteers who fed and cared for the stray dogs of Athens. He still went on his daily walks around the city, but he had suffered tear gas poisoning and his heart had weakened. I'm told he died peacefully.
Well, we all grieve. It's not the same going to demonstrations. It's not the same. I think we all have a feeling of this feeling of loss, this feeling of absence. Where is Lukanikos? A little bit, he was our guardian angel, you know, at a kind of symbolic presence.
Τίποτα ποτέ δεν τελειώνει. Τίποτα δεν λύνεται και τίποτα δεν έχει άλλο.
Nothing ever ends. Nothing is resolved and nothing has the same meaning tomorrow. The voices of the indignant citizens were heard. They were heard loud and clear, even beyond the square. The fellows from Parliament are now walking with their heads hanging low and a blank look in their eyes. Here today, gone tomorrow. The same goes for us. Here today, gone tomorrow. But if you live your life without anger, with no barking or biting, then you haven't had a life at all. And you haven't lived up to it either.
Well, it's like the five stages of mourning, actually. It was denial. I think we are nearing acceptance. With the globalization, many things have changed. And you have to accept the rules. But, of course, you have also to fight for your rights. There's no purpose in strangling an economy. We perhaps feel like the stray dogs of Europe in Greece. And perhaps that was also Lukanikos symbolism. Being dead, but having been replaced by his by other members of his pack, he just lies down and waits, sleeping on doormats or beside coffee shop tables in the shadow. But the anger has not subsided. Σ' αυτή τη γειτονιά, σ' αυτή τη γειτονιά, σ' αυτή τη γειτονιά και βράδυ και πρωί περάσαμε και χάσαμε.
His lifetime and after his death, Lukanikos left his mark in Greece and around the world. He still has several Facebook pages dedicated to him. And in 2011, he was chosen as one of Time magazine's People of the Year. Lukanikos represents the everyday person. He reminds me that human life can't be measured by austerity or debt. Even in the darkest moments, the spirit of Lukanikos lives on.
In Search of Lukanikos was written and produced by Mary Zanazi. The voice of Lukanikos was Lex Marinos, sound by Mark Don, and the supervising producer was Julie Shapiro. You can delve further into the story of riot dogs online. Head to abc.net.au/rn/radiotonic, where there's a link to our online feature. You can also leave us a comment on this story while you're there. I'm Jesse Cox. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to the Radiotonic podcast in iTunes or download the ABC Radio app.